We do not know when modern humans first settled in South Asia. The Stone Age archaeology of India from Pakistan, for example, is almost unknown. But it may well have been earlier than 45,000 years ago when Homo sapiens sapiens moved into Europe. Why? Because there were no insurmountable barriers for highly mobile hunter-gatherers to surmount. To move and to hunt and forage in areas, tropical areas, which are somewhat similar to Africa, is no great challenge. The cognitive skills of humankind were very challenged indeed when you cope with northern latitudes. But it's safe to say that these cognitive abilities were well developed throughout the world after 45,000. When did they first appear in Southeast Asia? The date, according to some people, may have been earlier than 75,000 years ago. But the evidence is effectively non-existent. But it's a very interesting part of the world. Because during the height of the last glaciation, after 100,000 years ago, the geography of Southeast Asia was very different from that of today. As I said earlier, sea levels were over 300 feet lower than today. A huge continental shelf, named Sunda by geologists, joined Indonesia, Thailand, and Vietnam, to Borneo and part of the Philippines. Another vast landmass, known as Sahul, linked Australia and New Guinea. Only short open water passages separated the islands between the mainland continent of Southeast Asia and Australia and New Guinea. The continent, they were then one continent. I think the maximum distance of open water was approximately 53 miles. But no traces of Homo erectus or other archaic features have been found on the modern-day remnants, the offshore islands of Southeast Asia, of Sunda and Sahul. Almost certainly, the first modern inhabitant was Homo sapiens sapiens, anatomically modern humans. This, of course, raises a fascinating issue. When did humans first set sail upon the oceans? Almost certainly, the first settlement of what is now New Guinea was the result of drifting downwind, probably on simple rafts or branches, maybe even an accidental sailing offshore. But the number of people required to found a population is quite large, so it's quite possible they were crossing what was a benign ocean, and they could probably see their destination on simple rafts. They were doing so at least 40,000 years ago, maybe earlier. How do we know this? By 40,000 years ago, people had settled on what is now New Guinea. We know this because groundstone axes of that age have come from the southern part of the island. Now let's make an important point here. There is a great deal of difference in terms of navigating on the ocean between what is called line of sight navigation and offshore navigation, where you go out of sight of land, not knowing what is over the horizon. To go from Sunda to Sahul was a line of sight navigation. They could have done it in rafts. They could have developed the technology of dugout canoes. But dugout canoes are not particularly stable in open water and may have been a later innovation. This is a theoretical statement. And these waters being calm and relatively benign, even in the Ice Age, it's entirely possible that they had dugout canoes. They must have had some form of effective watercraft, because by 32,000 years ago, and this may astound you, human settlers lived on caves, in caves, on New Ireland, an island in the Trobriand Islands off the southeastern shore of New Guinea.